Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now we take you inside the preparations for a presidential State of the Union address.
This is an opportunity for a pep rally. This is an opportunity to trumpet government. Why do we want to pretend to be sorry for intruding?
Because that's what people want to hear.
So I've been told.
Toby.
Why don't you pick your section of the speech, fight with me about it, I'll lose, and then I can call in the next group.
Yeah, you understand.
Pick a section.
At its peak, Aaron Sorkin's television drama, The West Wing, was a top 10 show with 17.1 million viewers. It made the political careers of Martin Sheen as President Bartlet, Allison Janney as Chief of Staff and Press Secretary C.J. Craig, Rob Lowe as Deputy Communications Director, and Richard Schiff as White House Communications Director Toby Ziegler. Richard Schiff is on the line. Welcome to The Takeaway, Richard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Great. Your life after politics is going very well. I gather you're down in Cuba, right?
I am down in Cuba shooting a television show and totally fascinated by this country and this place. Yeah.
Well, we won't talk about Cuba, although there was talk about Cuba in the State of the Union address last night. I'm wondering if you could comment just generally on this notion of art imitating life and life imitating art on a political show like The West Wing. And now we've got House of Cards that really take from reality, but also reality takes from the TV shows at the same time.
Yeah, that's inevitable. As we were so close to the real deal, I think, on The West Wing, because we had consultants who had lived it and had worked it, you know, so from Dee Dee Myers to Lawrence O'Donnell to Eli Addy, who was in the White House, and Dee Dee Myers was the press secretary. I think Aaron and the writing staff had direct access to real stories.
So is it inevitable then that you and your colleagues would take credit for Barack Obama calling for a cure for cancer in the speech last night?
Yeah, no, I saw that reference to the West Wing with all the tweets last night that reminded me of our episode about the same thing. I think that we have to remember that even Santos is run for the office to succeed Bartlet. You know, Santos was based on Obama. Eli Addy, one of our writers, and we all had been in Boston listening to a speech in 2004, and coming up to the next president's election in the West Wing, and Eli Addy called David Axelrod and said, you know, tell me about this kid from Chicago. And it turned into our version of that, turned into Santos. And, of course, the Alan Alda Republican opposition was pretty much based on McCain. If you go back and look at those debates that we did live on the West Wing, they're very similar to the debates that later happened between Obama and McCain.
Let's talk about this idea of what could happen, because it always seemed in the years of the West Wing that President Bartlet could do what real presidents couldn't, that he could think bigger, that he could take bigger risks, that there were there was a sense of mission that was hard to see sometimes in real Washington. I'm wondering if that sense of mission then is a kind of a permission that gets granted to the real White House. They see what happens on a show like The West Wing, and they go, you know, we can go farther with this.
What I find interesting is when people remember the Bartlet administration as one of great accomplishment, I, as Toby, playing Toby, didn't feel that as all. Maybe I was getting too close to my character, but I remember once pitching Aaron Sorkin that Toby was very unsatisfied with what our legacy was going to be. And I pitched a speech between him, between Toby and Leo in the portico, which basically was, where is our great society? Where is our New Deal? We haven't accomplished anything except putting a Hispanic in the Supreme Court. And when you look at what Aaron and the rest of the writing staff and all of us were able to achieve, it was really depicting the difficulty of getting anything done, despite monumental efforts. When you look at what the Obama administration has actually accomplished, as delineated by him last night, it's much greater than anything the Bartlet had accomplished. I think it's quite remarkable. And this speech last night, which I thought was brilliant, reminded me very much of an Aaron Sorkin-esque type of type of speech. What I loved most about it is how it I felt reprimanded for not participating in our democratic process every day, because I get so bored with the vitriol and the Trumpisms that I just get debilitated by it. And Obama's reprimand to the American citizen, the everyday citizen, to keep participating and not let that vitriol be defeating to us. I mean, I thought that was remarkable. You know, he quoted Pope Francis when he said, "To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and madness is the best way to take their place." That's extraordinary to me. You know, that he's criticizing the Trumps and the Rubios for waving the flag and drumming up the kind of diatribes that we heard in the 1930s, to me was just very special.
Finally, comment, if you would, on the heroic qualities of the West Wing as contrasted with the, you know, backstabbing, real just nastiness of House of Cards, which is the political show of this era.
Well, House of Cards to me is Macbeth placed in Washington, D.C. You know, so it's a bit of a heightened reality, you know. So I don't think it depicts a reality that exists. Hopefully we're not, you know, murdering each other, and hopefully everyone doesn't have blood on their hands. But I think it does reflect what many of us feel politics have become in Washington, which is that backstabbing, you know, willing to go at any lengths to defeat our opponent, vitriolic separation of interests and parties. So I think it reflects that very accurately, and it's very interesting that that is the show of this era, whereas The West Wing was more a show of, I'm guessing, a more hopeful era.
Richard Schiff, it's been great talking with you. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Have a great day, you guys.
Richard Schiff is the actor who played Toby Siegler, the White House communications director on The West Wing. He's also a political activist. He spoke with us from Havana.